Welcome to Utah Skies. As the moon orbits the Earth, we see the different phases it goes through during the month. From new moon to full moon, the illuminated crescent grows in size each day. This is called a waxing moon. From full moon to new moon, the illuminated area grows smaller and is known as a waning moon. The waxing phase begins with the new moon. The lunar disk is not visible to the unaided eye as the moon in its orbit around the Earth lies between the Earth and the Sun. The moon's near side is dark from an observer on the Earth, while the side facing away from the Earth is illuminated. As the moon continues to orbit the Earth, more and more of the Earth-facing side is illuminated, or it waxes until it reaches full moon. For the next three nights, the waxing moon puts on a lunar and planetary show in the evening sky after the sun sets. On Wednesday, the new crescent moon will just be to the lower left of the planet Venus, right after the sun sets. A pair of binoculars will help viewing the pair. Venus is now the evening star and will remain in the western sky for the next few months. On Thursday, the crescent moon will be to the left of the planet Mercury. A pair of binoculars will show them together and Venus nearby. On Saturday, the waxing moon has now moved so it lies just below the planet Mars. The pair should be in the same field of view as in a pair of binoculars. As you view Mars, don't forget about the NASA Mars rover Perseverance that's successfully sending back images from the Martian surface. As we move into May, the warmer weather provides a great opportunity to enjoy the evening show of the waxing moon as well as Venus, Mercury, and Mars. For the Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Tom Wester. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. Clear skies!